For a split second, he hugged her hard. For a split second, she hugged him back. And then, at that moment, she knew what was wrong. The draft of air, very cold, very crisp, very outside air, drifted down the stairwell. It ruffled Nathan's fine brown hair, and it carried with it the unmistakable odor of death. For a change, Bobby wasn't asleep. He'd given up on it. Fuck sleep. Fuck healthy foods. Fuck moderate exercise. He'd taken everything Dr. Lane had told him to do and tossed it out the window. Now he was pacing his family room on exhausted, rubbery legs, gnawing cold pizza, guzzling a liter of Coke, and working himself into a state. He had messages on his answering machine, a lot from reporters, a few from his team. Bruni invited him to dinner again. Two guys from the EAU asked if he wanted to meet. Everyone calling to check up on the psycho shooter cop. He should be grateful, appreciative. Once on the team, always on the team, that's what they said. He was resentful. He didn't want their calls. He didn't want their attention. Frankly, he didn't want to be the psycho shooter cop, the unfortunate sniper who discharged his weapon in the line of duty and now was screwed for the rest of his life. Fuck the team. Fuck camaraderie. None of the rest of them had their butts on the line. Yeah, he was feeling good and sorry for himself now. He thought about calling his brother in Florida. Hey, Georgie boy, it's been, what, 10-15 years? Just thought I'd give you a ring. Oh, yeah, I blew some guy away the other day, and that reminded me of something. What exactly happened with Mom? Or maybe he'd call Dr. Lane instead. Good news, I haven't had a drink today. Bad news, I fucked up everything else. Say, if you have a chance to save yourself by ratting out someone else, should you do it? Or is that the kind of thing that'll just drive you insane? He couldn't stand himself in this kind of mood. So edgy, he felt as if he were going to burst out of his own skin. So ragged, he could barely think. Honest to God, he needed to shoot something. Instead, his phone rang. He picked it up, and he wasn't even surprised anymore. "This is Catherine," a husky female voice whispered straight out of his dreams and into his ear. "Come over right away. I think someone's broken into my house. Please, Officer Dodge, I need you." Then the phone went click, and the sound of dial tone filled Bobby's ear. "Intruder my ass," Bobby muttered. But then he shrugged. The call solved one problem for him. Now he had an excuse to get his gun.